With respect to our emissions, it's true that our emissions have gone up since 1990, and the president's program, the president's announcements, his activity all the way through this year, and the legislation that's pending, and the 17% ramping up in the way that I described is exactly intended to address that. Let me say, the country whose emissions are going up dramatically, really dramatically, is China, and that's the reason that we can't have an agreement that doesn't have a real commitment by China. I mean, right now China's the biggest emitter in the world. By 2020, it's going to be 60% larger than the United States. By 2030, it's going to be 80% larger than the United States. It's going to be something like 28% of the world. It's 20% of the world total now. It's going to be something like 28% of the world total by 2020. You can't even think about controlling this problem without having significant action by China. So, you know, our emissions are pretty much flattening out right now, and then they're going to go down. China's, I'm not being critical. I mean, China has an extraordinarily successful economy, and it's in a different stage of development than we are. But emissions are emissions. You just got to do the math. This isn't a matter of politics or morality or anything else. It's just math, and you cannot get to the kind of reductions that we need globally if China's not a major player. It's just the reality.